This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, we have a very interesting show for this month.
Well, we do, Jason. Every show on Shaping Appalachia is interesting, of course, but today we're going to talk about the university's 21st century educational enterprise, which is located in the College of Education, a very significant endeavor where we impact the region and the entire Commonwealth through these efforts.
We'll come back. We'll look at the 21st Century Education Enterprise after this.
Morehead State's Cottle College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences offers programs that develop transferable knowledge, skills, and dispositions needed for careers in history, philosophy, international studies, and legal studies, military science, sociology, social work, and criminology. Many exciting careers are waiting for you at Morehead State University. Discover much more online at moreheadstate.edu/Cottle College.
The Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics at Morehead State is a dual-credit residential high school experience, offering select juniors and seniors the opportunity to enter one of the top public universities in the South. Students engage in research projects with a unique focus on entrepreneurship and innovation, creativity and design, civic and regional engagement. Tuition, housing, and meals are provided at no cost. Visit online, moreheadstate.edu/craft-academy.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. 21st Century Education Enterprise is our topic this month, and Dr. Andrews, we have three special guests to discuss it.
We do, and I'd like to introduce each of them and ask them to say a little bit about themselves so our listening audience will know who they're listening to. We have with us Rachel Blackwell. Rachel is in charge of professional development. She's an associate there in the 21st Century Educational Enterprise. Rachel, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, originally I'm from Hazel Green, Kentucky. I live now in Maysville. I'm a graduate of Morehead State University, undergraduate and a graduate student a couple of different times. And I go out into schools and work with teachers. During the summer, we offer professional learning experiences. And there's just a plethora of different things that we do as professional development associates.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you. It's good to have you with us, Rachel. We also have with us Chris Lynham. Chris is the Communications and Business Manager for the 21st Century Educational Enterprise. Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Dr. Andrews. As the communications manager, I handle whatever is outgoing for us and incoming in terms of our message. And I work with our communications and marketing department here at the university to get the message out as well when it's appropriate. As our business manager, we have a lot of grants on our table, and I handle the administration of all of our grants and the money, the funding for that. I also do professional development. I am lucky enough to be able to go out and help with the schools. I do a lot of different things. I'm from the Central Kentucky area. I have an undergraduate degree from Morehead State, and I'm working on a master's in educational technology.
Fantastic. Well, welcome. Good to have you with us, Chris. We also have with us Chuck Clark. Chuck is the assistant principal at West Carter Middle School. Chuck, welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been privileged to participate in five of the programs that the 21st Century Leadership Enterprise has provided for our area. I'm originally from Greenup County, graduated from there in 96, and went on to do my undergraduate work at Kentucky Christian University, and have completed two masters and currently working on a third here at Morehead State University. I'm recently employed by Carter County as an assistant principal, where I taught the last 5 years, and it's just been a privilege to be a part of the programs that are available here, and it's really impacted our district in a positive way.
Let's start by talking a little bit about the enterprise itself. And Rachel, you might want to kick this off just to talk about the scope. What are the programs and offerings that the 21st Century Education Enterprise is engaged in, and how does that impact the region?
Well, currently we have a number of professional learning experiences. We had an engineering authentic experiences for the next generation science classroom. This was a project-based learning experience where we bring them in as learners. So teachers from Southeast Kentucky come in and they learn how to design lessons that are aligned with the next generation science standards. They learn about project-based learning and problem-based learning. We take them through the claims, evidence, reasoning, argumentation, modeling, all of those science and engineering practices that are new. So these are 7th through 12th grade teachers, and they are actually implementing this. We try to have a lot of individualized learning where we take the teachers in as they are learners. We have action plans that enable them to take what they need to do and implement it for their students. That's just one project that's ongoing, and hopefully next year we'll have a second year for that. Another one that Chuck was actually in was the PGES Principal Leadership Institute. It's a Court of College initiative, and we brought in experts from KDE and KEDC and took the principals through the new PGES Professional Growth and Evaluation System for teachers and principals. And Chuck, you're still part of that. We just had our follow-up last week. What did you think about that?
It's been a great learning experience for me, especially since I'm new to the administrative process and that position. So being able to work with Charles and Wayne and the program over here has really opened my eyes to some of the data that we need to look at, being able to evaluate going through that system, learning through TeachScape and the evaluative process that you have to go through in order to keep your school functioning at a high level. So Wayne and Charles both have come in and done an excellent job starting back in the summer and getting our feet wet, helping us to get ready for KTIP processes, and then moving into the most recent of looking at median student growth and how to evaluate that and where we need to get our teachers so that we can really provide our students with the proper education and to make them successful.
So for our listening audience, let's think about this here for a minute. We're using some jargon here, which I'm not sure everybody's going to understand. KTIP, what's KTIP?
It's the Kentucky Teachers Internship Program. All new teachers have to go through that, and as an administrator, our building level administration assigns those to a resource teacher in the building. They also have a resource teacher through the university that they're coming from, as well as an administrator that's there to help evaluate their lesson plans, evaluate their growth throughout the year. Really try to guide them through the first couple of years in teaching. That way that they can be successful and not get overwhelmed like I did when I first started teaching. To have that guidance and to be able to make sure that we're building great teachers so right. that our students benefit.
So one of the things we do through the Enterprise and the College of Ed is we assist the transition of teachers from college into the classroom and make sure that they have adequate support, mentoring, so they get a good start. Is that mm-hmm. correct, Rachel?
Yes, and many of the times this is made possible by funding opportunities that we will find through different institutions and programs. Sometimes we have a school that comes to us and says we have this need, so we will search out a funding opportunity. Other times we're given a funding opportunity and there's a specific school or set of schools in our service region where we go to them and say, would you be interested in something like this? And other times, like Carter County has been very, very good at wanting to be part of lots of our initiatives because they all have a strong literacy base, a technology component. We make it individualized with action plans. And the process that we take the teachers through is not a sit and get. It's not a sage on the stage. It is a true workshop where teachers and principals, educators, they come in and they're able to ask questions and really individualize what they're taking from this workshop and implement it into their classroom or into their office for management.
Again, for our listening audience, we might think, I guess, as just parents and interested folks, that, teachers come out of college and they already have a toolkit of everything they need to know, but things are changing,
yes.
right? And the whole issue of standards and what gets taught in alignment of curriculum mm-hmm. from the university, from the K-12 to the university and then back to the public school system is really important. Mm-hmm. So just spend just a minute to talking about kind of standards and alignment and how that relates to professional development? Because I know you do a lot with embedded professional development. In fact, there's another that's jargon there, too. What does it mean to embed professional development?
Well, many times professional development is based on a week long or a few days in the summer, and then you kind of forget about what you've learned. I mean, I was a teacher for 9 years at Mason County High School teaching biology, so I would go to several of these professional developments. But when you have job embedded professional development, that means we carry it the entire year through. So as professional development associates, we will go and visit the schools and the teachers, and we'll do coaching. And that really helps to solidify what they've learned. They get to ask questions, and they're able to implement. Now, as far as the standards, we not only do we implement literacy and technology standards, but also we make sure that we start with the standards, because in universal design, even in backwards design, you have to start with the standards. You begin with the end in mind of the assessments. So, and there's a huge focus on the next generation science standards because they're new, and science teachers are having a really difficult time learning how to take three-dimensional standards, which they've never seen before, that include not only disciplinary core ideas, but they also include cross-cutting concepts and then science and engineering practices, and taking that three-dimensionality and then trying to implement that when, first of all, they've never taught that way before, and they've never been taught that way before, even as learners and students. So it's very difficult. We have some wonderful cooperatives that are helping us with that, and we have partners that help us, because as a team of four, we can't do everything, so we have loads of partnerships. In fact, currently we've got 25 partners. So we not only bring in these cooperatives, but we'll bring in Apple Shop. We actually have a very strong component partnership with Alltech, which is an international corporation that's helping us with the engineering authentic experiences, and they bring the standards to life. Because then you're talking about college and career readiness.
College and career readiness has been a very large part of what we do, and of course what a lot of the focus in education has been since 2009 and the passage of Senate Bill 1. So when I came to MSU, I was actually part of the Kentucky College and Career Readiness Initiative with Dr. Daryl Pravat. And we had a large grant from CPE to help focus initiatives on that. And that grant, after the 2 years, what remained of that came to 21st Century Education Enterprise, and we started focusing dollars on professional development to help with that. And some of those included college and career readiness summits. And this year we had our second one, where we bring in districts from our service region, and we put together stakeholder teams of parents, students, teachers, administrators, and then we come in, we give them an opportunity to look at what college and career readiness means to them, put together an action plan for their high school, and then go home and partner up with community leaders as well, so that everyone involved in that district, including the students, they all have a voice in what's going on, and you know, make sure that they are college and career ready. It's not just about going to college. It's also about finding those career pathways. And how do I get to that career? Do I go to a four-year institution? Do I go to a two-year? Do I get technical training? So that they all have that. And so we've been trying to help find ways to do that. We've partnered with KEDC again on another project similar to that. They have a four-year, multi-million-dollar Department of Labor grant, Youth Career Connect Project Achieve, and we bring students onto the MSU campus every summer for kind of a camp. They get an opportunity to see what college life is like. These are students who have the ability, they're capable, they have the grades to go to college, but they don't know what that is. Most of them are first generation. No one in their family's ever been to college. So they're not sure what this whole college thing is about, what it's like to go to a university, whether or not they even want to go or what they want to study. We're giving them a chance to come in, look at STEM-based programs and possible careers, and they get to stay in the dorm. They eat in the cafeteria at alumni. They see what, you know, it's like to put together a resume, fill out a college application, talk to professors in those programs and other students. And it's like, oh, wow, this is a pretty cool thing. I think I want to go to school after all, is what we're hoping they get out of that. So the KEDC-YCC project is, you know, a lot of fun, and they spend time. They're going to spend a week here on campus this summer. So we bring them to MSU
to do that. So part of what we're talking about here, again, is to make sure that our folks listening can understand this. We're a small organization within the College of Education. It is the 21st Century Educational Enterprise, but the reason that we're successful in part has to do with partnerships.
Mm-hmm,
so you've
absolutely.
Mentioned KEDC. That's the Kentucky Educational Development Cooperative. It's mm-hmm. a cooperative of public schools within the region. So from the public school standpoint, let's go where the action is at West Carter Middle. So what's happening there with all this stuff that you've seen that's really been advantageous to your teachers, to your students, to administrators?
One of the things that I've noticed moving from the classroom into an administrative position is the collaboration that takes place in teachers throughout various content areas. And I know that last year I worked closely with Miss Tina Lyles, who is our 8th grade reading teacher at West Carter Middle School, and we worked together to do more teaching in the content area, and we learned to do that through our reading workshops here, the CARE project that took place that was district-wide. So from a personal standpoint, I can see the impact that these projects are making on literally thousands of students in our district. We partnered with the program to do the CARE project, which was the Carter Adolescent Reading for Excellence program that we had, and they would come in and they would sit with us and they would help us to design lessons that really focused on reading in the content area, and not just show us how to do those kinds of things, but let us interact with one another and work together as a team, and then help to provide us with resources. And I think that that's been just as important, is that they don't just come in and show you how to do these things. They really help to get the ball rolling and provide resources for our schools to use with our students, from literacy things that we have and technological things that we have. I mean, I know from the National History Day thing that we participated in a few years ago, I was provided a green screen kit so that we're not just assessing students by paper, pencil, sit and get kind of assessment, but to go with projects.
Isn't this great now, Rachel, as you see school systems, and you mentioned how many partners we have, the fact that it used to be a kind of a stigma for school systems to ask for help, but mm-hmm. now they recognize they can't do it all, and to be able to go to a different school system and design a program to help them out, that has to be rewarding for you and your crew.
It is extremely rewarding, and we have a very strong presence in our 22 county service region. I mean, we do go beyond, but I think what is important about us going beyond is the fact that they hear about what kind of impact we're having in our 22 county service region. So we've even had districts from Ohio contact us and ask us for professional learning. And I wanted to bring out one more point that Chris Lynham talked about with the College and Career Readiness mm-hmm. Summit and initiative that we had. You know, bringing in lots of stakeholders like parents and students that don't normally have a voice is extremely important. We like to directly impact those students as well. So as part of that initiative, we actually are soliciting CCR ambassadors, MSU students from different colleges and departments, space science, computer science, nursing, pre-vet, lots of different education, and having them come with us to the different schools and talk to the students, because let me tell you, the students at the high school and the middle schools, they may listen to what I have to say, but they really, really listen when you have an MSU college student coming up saying, these are the classes that I had to take. This is what I had to get on this specific assessment. This is what I think about this program, and this is what I'm going to use this program for. It's an excellent recruitment tool for MSU, but it's also just a recruitment tool for students for life.
And it was it had an amazing impact on the program last year. So it was wonderful.
And parents being stakeholders, I know we're part of the Pritchard Committee,
which was something that you had a big hand in starting.
The Governor's Institute mm-hmm. for Parent Leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we actually are working with the parents to create these action plans that they're going to, you know, go out in their schools and make an impact. And so just being able to work with different stakeholders has been really powerful.
They came in and showed the teachers how to tell stories, how, mm-hmm. how they would teach their own students to tell stories through technology, so that they could be expressive and learn through that avenue.
They did the same for Finding Your Future, because a lot of that had to do with telling a story and doing research, how to ask good research questions, and teaching those students movie making, because that's one of the components of the, and, you know, it's one of the entries for National History Day, you know. And so they're a good solid, when they support us, they support MSU, mm-hmm. and they're always there with ideas, you know, and being able to bounce them off, and we're there to help them as well.
Yeah, there's a larger context too for the Kentucky Data Scene project. Funding for that's provided by the General Assembly, and it was done really through the work of our representative, State Representative Rocky Adkins, the House Majority Floor Leader. He worked with Henry Hunt and that group to establish this. And the other side of this is they put computers in classrooms all over Kentucky, particularly in eastern Kentucky, mm-hmm. but not just limited to that. And in the off hours, then, these computers are available in a network to the researchers that are doing cancer research at places like the University of Louisville. So they have tremendous processing power mm-hmm. to run the kind of programs that they didn't have the power to run previously. So there's that piece of it, which is mm-hmm. kind of running behind the scenes. So we owe a gratitude there to mm-hmm. Representative Adkins for helping to fund that through the General mm-hmm. Assembly. And then it's having an impact in what they're able to do with real solutions to cancer-related problems.
We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of Shaping Appalachia after this break.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at moreheadstate.edu/biochem.
Morehead State's Caudill College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences offers programs that develop transferable knowledge, skills, and dispositions needed for success in a wide variety of careers in art and design, music, theater, and dance, communication, media and languages, and creative writing and English. Many exciting careers are waiting for you at Morehead State University. Discover much more online at moreheadstate.edu/Caudill College.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Been an exciting half hour.
Every program we've done, Jason, has been helpful and informative to the people in our listening region, because it's all about what's the impact that Morehead State University is having in our communities to benefit the people. So what's on the horizon for the 21st Century Educational Enterprise?
Well, hopefully we'll continue to have these wonderful professional learning experiences. We hope to have a MSU STEM camp that will not only bring teachers on campus for professional learning, but it also will bring students on campus working with their teachers and provide a lot of STEM resources in the form of robotics to those teachers and the students.
It's been great to be a part of the programs, because not only are we able to take things back to our own schools, but we network with other administrators and other teachers from other counties that really help to build a collaborative effort, not just in our own schools, but in our region. And that's important, especially for those students that are going to be attending Morehead State University that are from this area. We've reached out to the high school and tried to figure out what can we do to start bridging some gaps based upon what we're learning here. And we keep reaching out. So the collaborative effort is huge with what this program does.
It's all about partnerships, inner school as well as within school and out and between districts. It's really, really important.
Find out more information on the 21st Century Education Enterprise, go to moreheadstate.edu, and then you can find 21st Century Education Enterprise. It's been a great program, Dr.
Well,
Andrews.
It has indeed. We thank you very much for being here. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't point out that Ms. Krista Barton is the director of the 21st Century Education Enterprise, and she was unable to be with us. So, big shout out to Krista.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And we'll see you next month on Shaping Appalachia.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.